The 12th District contains parts of Richland, Morrow, Licking, and Muskingum counties. Mansfield and Zanesville are within those boundaries. But the bulk of the 12th District is in more affluent suburban areas of Columbus, Dublin, New Albany, and Delaware County. It's tough for a Democrat to win or even come close in this district. Republican Troy Balderson and Democrat Danny O'Connor beat several opponents to win their primaries in May and will face off again in November. But as this special election to fill out T-Berry's term comes closer, so does this contest. Ohio Democratic Party Chairman David Pepper says he thinks O'Connor, the Franklin County recorder and relative political newcomer, can beat Balderson, a seasoned state senator.
You know, Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, or Paul Ryan's PAC, whatever it is now spending hundreds of thousands of more dollars, which shows you that they are scared. I mean, Donald Trump tweeting out the other day, I'm not sure if that's an endorsement that Troy Balderson wanted at this point, but Donald Trump tweeted out that tweet the other day. I think it shows you that they're scared. So we know we're the underdogs. We know it's an uphill battle because it's a tough district, but we also are seeing a lot of momentum. The polling shows that Danny has pulled within 5 points, if not closer. We're seeing far more energy on our side on the grassroots level.
Pepper says Republicans are so scared that they are engaging in smear tactics and making thinly veiled threats to voters.
You know, there are literally voters in Delaware County who are receiving mailers saying, we know if you voted or not, don't let the liberal win. Like, almost like Big Brother is watching each one of them as they vote. So when you see them take that stuff out, you know they're worried.
The Ohio Republican Party's Rob Secar says these are not attempts to intimidate voters.
I think that only shows that Democrats are behind the times in tactics. This has been happening for years. You know, I've seen this in presidential politics, state politics here in Ohio and across the country. It's social pressure to get folks to vote. And, you know, it's talking about how important it is to make sure your voice is heard. I don't think there's any problem with doing that.
Secar says Balderson's race is tighter than he'd like, but he cautions not to read too much into that.
Special elections, and, you know, especially in the year of the first midterm after a presidential, yes, it always goes against the party, you know, that won the presidency. But, I mean, I think there's real enthusiasm on the ground for Troy as well. We had a great kickoff rally for a walk this weekend. We have another one coming up this weekend. And, you know, Ohio Republicans are excited to get Troy Balderson elected to the 12th.
In recent weeks, political pollsters have moved the race from having an advantage for Balderson to being a wide-open contest. Kyle Condick with Larry Sabato's Crystal Ball, a leading political forecasting project, is the latest to put the race into the toss-up category.
A lot of people, including myself, saw the Republican as sort of a soft favorite in this district, given that this is a district that is significantly, I think, to the right of center, both in Ohio and nationally, but also it's a competitive enough district that the Democrat could win under the right circumstances.
Condick has also moved the congressional race between incumbent Republican Steve Chabot and Democrat Aftab Purival in Cincinnati to a toss-up. So Condick says even if Balderson wins, if the race is tight, it could be a bad sign for Republicans in the fall.
I think there are a lot of indicators showing that the Republican House majority is in serious danger coming this November. And one of those, you know, data points has just been the Democratic overperformance in Republican-leaning special elections.
Early vote totals so far show more Democrats than Republicans have cast ballots at this point. In this May's primary, more Democrats cast early ballots, but Republicans made up for it on Election Day. Nearly 52% of the ballots cast in May were Republican ballots. And there's no guarantee in this race that voters will cast ballots for their party's candidates. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.